Have you faced rejection lately? That horrible feeling doesn't have to define you. I'm Bonnie Sela with Reset. The celebrated actress Lupita Nyong'o started her journey in the capital of Kenya, acting in local theater as a teenager. Growing up, there weren't many big-name actresses in Hollywood who looked like her. By the time she reached auditions in New York, she said, "I've come too far to fret. I don't have time for petty worries." Even in an industry filled with rejection, Lupita chose to let disappointments roll off her like water off a duck's back, refusing to let them define her. Lupita's attitude reminds us of what Jesus calls his followers to, a life anchored in gratitude and unshaken by rejection. When rejections or hardships come, what defines you? Is it the admiration of others, your achievements, or your identity in God? A man named Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament of the Bible, knew exactly what his life was anchored in. Though he faced many painful incidents of rejection, he said, "I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love." When you follow Jesus, your identity isn't tied to external acceptance. It's anchored in being children of God, loved unconditionally. When you know your worth in Jesus, you don't need to strive to belong. Take time today to remind yourself of your worth in Jesus. That's the secret to rejection-proof living, because no one can take away your identity in Him. I'm Bonnie Sela. Ready to grow your faith? Discover practical tools and more at guidelines.org.